Generally, the minimum age of employment of a child is 16 years in Uganda. A child under the age of 14 years shall not be employed in any business undertaking or workplace, except in the following circumstances: light work carried out under the supervision of an adult, where the work does not exceed 14 hours per week. Nonetheless, children can be employed under apprenticeship programs. A child from the age of 12 to 17 years engaged in educational training and apprenticeship programs which are on the list of hazardous work, shall first be approved by a commissioner before they can take part in such work. Any employer who wishes to engage a child in an apprenticeship or artistic performance shall apply to the Labor Commissioner. The Labor Commissioner shall issue permits to the employer restricting the age, number of hours of work and conditions in which work in apprenticeship and artistic performances is allowed. Further regulations must be taken into account. 1. Display list of hazardous work. All employers are legally mandated to display the national list of hazardous work not permitted for employment of a child at their premises. 2. Hours of work. A child aged between 15 and 18 years who has completed his or her education or does not attend school, may work up to 7 hours a day but shall not exceed 35 hours per week. 3. Overtime. Overtime work is prohibited for a child aged between 15 to 17 years. 4. Night work. A child shall not be employed at night between the hours of 7:00 p.m. and 7 a.m. 5. Medical examination. A child shall undergo a medical examination before engaging in any job. The medical examination shall be done after every 6 months. A child who undergoes a medical examination shall be issued with a medical certificate. 6. Register. An employer engaging a child between the ages of 15 to 17 years in employment shall keep a register. The Register of Employment of Young Persons contains the name of the child and parents, date of birth, sex, home address, nature of work and pay, name of employer, location and address of employer, work schedule and school attended. 7. Authorization by the Commissioner in the Ministry of Gender, Labor and Social Development, responsible for labor and employer shall before engaging a child aged between 15 to 17 years, in employment, obtain authorization from the Commissioner. The Commissioner verifies the child's age, parental permission, prior instruction and training in the required job, availability and use of protective clothing and a medical certificate before granting authorization. The controlling body for child labor is the District Labor Officer. One of the functions of the district labor officer is to restrict and monitor the employment of children. The labor officer does this by notifying an employer who is found employing a child in dangerous and unsuitable work to discontinue that employment, ensuring that the list of hazardous work not permitted for employment of a child is displayed by all employers at their premises, preparing a quarterly report on employment of children and young persons and submitting it to the Commissioner for Labor and give a copy to the Chief Administrative Officer of the district. Note: a person who obstructs a labor officer in the exercise of the power conferred on them in this respect commits an offense and is liable on conviction to a fine not exceeding UGX 120,000 or imprisonment not exceeding 3 months or both. Settlement of complaints of child labor by a district labor officer. A complaint concerning employment of a child in dangerous, exploitative and harmful work shall be lodged with the labor officer. The settlement of the complaint follows the procedure below. Procedure for receiving of complaints of child labor by the labor officer. Every complaint lodged with the labor officer shall be registered in a register for complaints by the labor officer. Upon receipt of the complaint, the labor officer shall notify the respondent employer in written form of the complaint against him or her, advising them to settle the matter within themselves if possible, and if not, to forward their comments to the labor officer about the complaints raised. If there's an agreement to settle the matter between the complainant and the respondent employer, it shall be in a form called a complaint settlement payment certificate provided by the labor officer. Where the labor officer does not receive a response to the complaint within 14 days, he or she shall issue a reminder to the respondent employer in written form. Procedure to be followed by a labor officer during hearings. Upon receipt of a response from the employer respondent to the dispute, the labor officer shall within 14 days after receipt of the response summon the parties in question for a reconciliation meeting, facilitate discussions, guide parties on matters concerning relevant laws, and try to settle the matter. Where the parties fail to come to a compromise, the labor officer shall summon witnesses or require the production of documents relating to the complaint and may propose solutions to the complaint. Upon completion of the hearing proceedings, the labor officer shall make an order that is binding on both parties and state the reasons for his or her decisions on the complaint. The order shall be complied with by either party within 7 days from the date the order was made. Where the order given is not complied with, the complaint shall be referred to the commissioner. Upon receipt of the complaint, the commissioner shall within 14 days review and resolve the matter, and where the matter is not resolved, the commissioner shall refer it to the industrial court. Note, the labor officer shall presume the complaint settled if the complainant fails to appear within 7 days, without reasonable excuse, from the date of the conciliation meeting. Appeal to the industrial court. An appeal from the decisions of a labor officer concerning employment of a child in unsuitable, harmful or exploitative work can be lodged with to the industrial court. The appeal shall be made in the form specified by the law. The court may confirm, modify or reverse any decision from which an appeal is made. References the 1995 Constitution of Uganda, as amended, Children Act Cap 59 Children, Amendment, Act of 2016 Employment Act No. 6, 2006 Penal Code Act Penal Code, Amendment Act, 2007 The Prevention of Trafficking in Persons Act, No. 6, 2009 The Occupational Safety and Health Act, No. 9, 2006 The Education Act, 2008 Universal Primary Education, The Local Governments Act, 1997 The Mining Act, 2005 restricts and prevents children from working underground. The Employment of Children, Regulations, 2012 Other publications, National Child Labor Policy.